Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Sarah doesn't like the watch Plappa Flappa form. There are some people I've noticed that are really trying to make the Plappa Flappa form happen.
Yeah.
There's a couple people who really want to use it, though. Like, I've seen, like, that person just texted in, and I've seen some people, like, on comments on Instagram, people will be, you know, they try to use it. Like,
yeah.
There's a couple people that are like, this needs to happen.
Trying to make it happen.
Yeah. Like, I'd like it to happen.
Fetch is never caught on.
That's always
it?
The way, though.
Fetch is not going to happen. Stop trying to
What's
make fetch,
fetch?
Happen.
What's fetch? Was that before my time?
That was Mean Girls.
Oh.
One of the girls kept trying to make, that's so fetch. Oh my God, that's so fetch. Look, fetch is never going to catch on. It's just not going to happen.
It's pretty typical for us to have bright ideas that
yeah,
never
we're all high
execute.
On them for one day and then we're just
never
like,
execute. Never.
I mean, it would have been cool, but we've lost interest.
Right.
So.
Exactly right, though.
And it's best that we lose interest early rather than get, you know, way down the road with something
fully
and be
invested.
Like, oh boy, this thing again. Fetches, we're never going to make fetch happen, let alone the Plappa Flappa form.
Hey, speaking of spring and speaking of trips, remember last week we were giving away the spring fling?
Yeah, to Hawaii.
Yeah, Rebecca sent me the winner. It's Julie from San Francisco.
Oh, congratulations,
She's
Julie.
Going to Hawaii.
Benny, you need to get a hold
Fairmont.
Of Julie.
I'm fun to travel with, Julie.
You don't seem that fun.
I'm way what?
You're bringing all your bed condoms and...
It's great.
His 20 magazines.
I know how to keep you from getting
bed bugs.
Like
to go to, oh, well, that's true. That's handy. You know, doesn't want to go out to eat. Oh, my God. It's so
I love that movie.
I haven't seen that movie in years. Aren't they going to do another Mean Girls?
No.
No, it's actually going to Broadway.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, how funny.
I saw a little bit. Maybe it was CBS This Morning a few weeks ago, and I saw a little bit. And Tina Fey is just so adorable. She did not invite Lindsay.
Mm.
Shocker. They did have a reunion, too. She wasn't invited to that either. But it looks cute. The little Broadway show looks cute.
Surprise.
On Broadway.
Tina Fey is going to host Saturday Night Live's... season finale. I think it's May 19th.
Oh, is and she doing it with someone?
Nicki Minaj is going to be the musical guest. And Nicki is saying, you're going to see a song you've never heard before.
Song?
It's a song. Oh, honey, you're going to love it. The favorite living actors. This there's a polling site called YouGov.com. And actually, we've seen a few polls from them recently. They must be just pushing their polls out into the world. Feels like we did maybe a couple weeks ago. I can't remember what it was, but some kind of poll from YouGov.com. So they've released a list of America's most liked contemporary actors. So these are people who are alive, because I'm sure John Wayne would be up at the top. So I have, they released the names of the 10 people with the highest ratings. So you were able to say, I have a positive feeling, a negative feeling, neutral, or I don't know who this person is. Those were your choices for apparently hundreds of actors.
You mentioned John Wayne. So there's someone, I know his name.
Yeah.
I've never seen one John Wayne movie. Have you?
Even as a kid?
Even as a kid.
Yeah, I definitely have seen some John Wayne movies. Like they were all Westerns, right? I think. But I do think that there's the people who are in the poll, who are in poll sites, you know, tend to be like your mom.
Old people.
You know.
So yeah.
That's why I think that they would have.
So Cary Grant, never seen him.
Right.
Clark Gable, never
right,
seen him.
Exactly. those people would all score very high. So these are people who are alive today. And I mean, I don't know if there were other, if they had to be, have been in
no,
a movie
I like it. That's
long.
Although that's the point. I like that they have to be alive because some of these people, who knows their work?
Right.
Nobody.
So, any guesses who are our top actors, most liked contemporary actors? And some of the usual suspects are on here. I mean, there's for sure.
Well, I think Hooman would probably say Daniel Day-Lewis is our best actor of all time, right?
Yes, I would.
He is not in the top 10.
Hmm.
But like Tom Hanks, who usually wins favorite actor, you know, whenever people get polled, he's number 3. He has 6% of people have a negative feeling about him. I thought, huh?
Well, that's not that much.
It's not that much, but
anyone who does
any,
I'm surprised
guess,
there's
yeah.
any, right?
Anyone who does anything is gonna get hate.
He's a 81% positive, so I guess that means there's 13% of people who had either never heard of him or had a neutral feeling about
Tom
him.
Tom Cruise has to be up there.
Tom Cruise is not in the top 10.
That is surprising.
So these were the people with the highest ratings.
I
think that there's probably enough. This is YouGov.com. There's probably enough negative on Tom Cruise
to bring him down.
To bring him down far enough.
So I really like Sean Penn.
Sean Penn's not in the top 10.
Denzel?
Denzel's number 2.
Oh, I was totally thinking of Denzel.
Denzel was 81% positive, 4% negative.
He's like his own category in a way, too. Kind of, like, he does his own movies now.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, like, Flight is just him. And what's the Equalizer? Did he do the remake of Equalizer? He does a bunch of movies where it's just him, it seems like.
Like, he's the star?
Like,
the
only
star.
Right. Like, he doesn't do ensemble picks. It doesn't. I don't know. He's doing his own thing.
Equalizer 2 is coming out, too.
It is?
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Man on Fire was a nice, just him.
Or Fences. He directed that too and started it.
Mm. And then The Book of Eli, was that him too?
Oh, it was just him.
Well, Gary Oldman was in that too.
He was?
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
Huh.
Well, me that Bible.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. How about Mark Wahlberg?
No.
Not in the top 10?
Come on. Wasn't he listed as the highest actor recently?
He was the highest earning, like the movies that he didn't make the most.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan was number 10 on this list.
What has he done?
He's a nice guy, but in terms of acting, not good.
Well, this isn't a ranking of how good an actor they are.
What is it ranking of? Fighting.
It's just most liked. I like this person.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Wait a minute. Okay, so we're doing a survey on actors, and it has nothing to do with their acting, whether
right.
or not you like them.
This is your choices were, do you have a positive feeling about them, a negative feeling, a neutral feeling, or have you never heard of them? So
is it male and female?
By the way, I would take Donnie Yen over Jackie Chan 100% of
I've
the time.
I've never heard of Donnie Yen, so
He's
I would have to
click. Man.
I would have to click never heard of that guy.
No, you've seen
you
him.
You saw him in the last
Star Wars.
When you just said his name, I went, if I was reading down the list of things on YouGov.com, I would go, I don't know who that is.
So can we name some women?
Sure.
How about like Angelina Jolie or Melissa McCarthy?
Nope, neither of them is in the top 10.
Amy Schumer?
Nope.
This list is flawed.
What
Bruce
about
Willis?
Hugely flawed.
Bruce Willis is number 9.
Uh-huh.
No, Matt Damon is not on the list. Will Smith is number 8. People, although he had 11% negative, but he had enough positive to get him in. Michael J. Fox actually was number 7. Yeah.
What?
People like him. 5% negative, 75% positive. Harrison Ford, which I'm actually surprised, although, you know, the average person doesn't go off interviewing people.
Right.
I actually have negative feelings about Harrison Ford just because I would be afraid to interview him. He's so brutal to
people.
Yeah,
and everything Hooman said.
He's a tough interview, guys.
Of him
too. If you don't have to interview him, don't do it.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock was
Wait a minute. So if Harrison Ford was offered up as an interview to come through here.
Well, I'd have to say yes.
Yeah, you would, right?
I would, absolutely. But I would dread it and lose sleep over it and be like, oh, God, please let him like me.
And be ready to hit a song at any moment.
Right, exactly.
What?
That was something from an interview.
He was talking about Christina Applegate.
Oh, yeah.
And he called her the applesauce girl.
That's hilarious. Sandra Bullock was number 5 on this list. This is a YouGov.com poll of America's most liked contemporary actors. She had 80% positive. Betty White, number four. 80% positive, 4% negative. Tom Hanks was number three. Denzel was number two. And our number one.
Will Smith?
No, oh, you already said that.
He's number eight. Number eight.
And he's number one, too.
Morgan Freeman is number one.
Oh, it's really?
Thursday. It's actually only Tuesday. Don't get confused. Morgan Freeman had the highest overall positive rating. 84% of people thought positively of him, and 4% thought negatively.
Those are the 4% that heard about that rumor.
Where he like was doing his own granddaughter
his
or something?
His step-granddaughter or something.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's what it is.
Still not okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's Morgan, though.
You have a million options, dude. You're the biggest celebrity going.
Sometimes,
in
though.
In any state you walk into.
Sometimes, though, that housekeeper keeps walking by.
Maybe not in California, but there's almost.
Right, Arnold?
Shaking that duster all sexy-like. Woo!
I'm trying to say he shouldn't do his own granddaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe
that
she came on
go
him.
Go without saying, really.
What? What's a guy
she
to do?
She came on him. Gammy, a gampa.
Oh, we laugh, but it's not funny.
It is not funny.
No. You know, right after Barbara Bush passed away, the former first lady, I actually thought to myself, because we've heard some stuff about George H.W. Bush, the first of the Bush presidents, that, you know, he's dealing with all kinds of health problems anyway. And they had been married. Is it 70? Was it?
I think it's 73 years.
Yeah.
You said?
It's so incredible to think that these people are like, you know, you're just lucky to make it to 73 years, let alone be married for that long. And I thought, oh, I wonder if this will mark the end for him.
He's
and sure
died
enough,
of a broken heart.
He's still with us. I'm not going to report that he's passed or anything. But I guess that he was at his wife Barbara's funeral on Saturday, and the very next day he went to the hospital. Into intensive care. Sunday morning, he was admitted to the hospital with an infection that had spread to his blood. His spokesman says he's responding to treatments and appears to be recovering. They say it was looking pretty grim for a while. He was in critical condition, and his blood pressure kept dropping. They were eventually able to get him stabilized. And he's recently had a bout with pneumonia, which usually for old person just spells the end.
It really
you get into
does.
The hospital, and you've got pneumonia,
hate
and then
that.
They just can't get it out of you. Mm-hmm. So he's 93 years old. It's pretty damn serious. He's in the hospital right now, as far as the reports are saying, and they're doing their best to stabilize him. But it's, you know, that is such a common thing. Elderly couples pass within a short period of time between the death of the first and the death of the second.
Yeah.
Vern Troyer.
I wonder if he said when he was looking at the
coffin.
I'll see you in a couple days, Barb.
Oh,
that's what I think.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, I think sometimes you know they just like life as you know it's over. That person's gone, and you just
want to give up.
Give up. Vern Troyer. We got news over the weekend that he had passed away. He played Mini-Me in the Mike Myers movies. They're saying that earlier this month he was hospitalized for alcohol poisoning, and TMZ is saying that's what happened this time, too. TMZ is quoting sources that say he had three times the legal limit of alcohol in his system when he was rushed to the hospital, and he he never recovered from it. His organs started failing after he arrived at the hospital. He was put on life support. He didn't improve, and they pulled the plug on Saturday.
You want to guess how much he's worth?
Vern Troyer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. $3 million.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She looked it up.
That seems
I read it yesterday.
Quite low.
It seems low.
It does. I would think that he'd have royalties rolling in, and he seems like, you know.
Has he?
I don't know, it seems low to me.
Had some ex-wives?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about an ex-wife. He had a lady partner that he had been living with for quite some time.
Right.
When I saw him on Celebrity Wife Swap, it was just a normal neighborhood home.
So nothing fancy.
Lavish? No.
Hmm.
Brittany Powell. He was married to Brittany. Oh, his
was
partner.
He married
partner.
No,
that's his partner.
Was that the girlfriend that did the wife swap with him?
Yes.
She's hot.
Well, he
show
was
him
a
the
star.
Picture, Brent.
I'm looking at Genevieve Gallen.
Oh, is that a wife?
Yeah, I think that's his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she got some.
Well, now we know why he's worth $3 million.
There she is, sitting on the floor.
Oh, boy.
Kissing him.
Jesus. He is so small.
Yeah.
She looks like Marilyn Monroe in that picture. Anyway, they're saying they did an autopsy, but it'll take weeks for toxicology to come back.
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I agree. He was in a very dark place when he was rushed to the hospital. An extremely high alcohol level. I believe this is the one. Okay, so this is April 2nd. He called 911, told dispatchers he wanted to die. He was transported to the hospital and held on an involuntary psychiatric hold. He had an extremely high alcohol level. This was some hospital in Van Nuys. And then over the weekend, it looks like he, kind of the same thing. He repeated to nurses and doctors he wanted to die. Soon after being admitted, suffered respiratory distress and then failure.
So he was killing himself.
That's what it sounds like, Vin. It's terrible. Here's something totally light and on the other end of the spectrum.
That's his wife, yeah.
This is the Gallant lady.
Oh, boy.
She's super pretty.
Well, he's so tiny?
He's so tiny.
I know. Well,
in every picture she's kissing him, she's like, she's curled up in a ball on the ground to get down to his level.
For someone who's got the obvious, I don't know what you want to call that, birth defects or health issues, whatever he had that made him be that tiny, he did really well for himself and had or could have had a really good life, but clearly couldn't get his head around that position he was in.
He was depressed and an alcoholic. And
he said it. I don't like people patting my head like I'm a kid. So everywhere he went, he was probably feeling that less than.
Don't touch me.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be really difficult. Kim Kardashian has a new fragrance coming out.
No, thanks. I mean, what?
What's it called?
It's called KKW Body. Mm. And the shape of the perfume bottle is her body. Apparently. Mm-hmm. I'm dying to see this. Oh, were you able to find the...
I don't know yet.
She says, the next fragrance I have coming out in May, KKW Body, is so amazing. It is a sculpture, basically, of my body. It's really cool. The scent is so good. I'm so proud of it. It smells to me like what I would think golden smells like, even though that's a color and something that's just luminous. It's amazing. Embrace it.
I can't find an image.
I can't either, no.
No. It's coming out in time for Christmas, I'm sure. Okay, Vinny.
How desperate will that get when finally people get bored of that family? How desperate will that get, I wonder?
I don't know, but...
When are they going to get bored?
I don't know.
I keep waiting for that to happen.
I don't know.
And yet
every day
there's some story, and I'm like, I'm not bored yet.
You say another fragrance, I'm just thinking, well, people, please stop.
They won't. They will not, Vincent.
Okay.
Okay, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get you updated on some real news and events of the day. The Toronto van murders.
Mm.
And a complete transplant of a man area.
Oh, my God, really?
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:36 on Tuesday morning.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the Warriors. They play tonight. It's game 5 of the first round of their playoff run.
Go Warriors.
Spurs at Warriors, 7:30 tip time. Mm. Go Warriors. This news broke yesterday out of Canada. The police chief in Toronto, Canada, says a van plowing into a crowded sidewalk definitely looked deliberate. They really are polite up there. They're trying to establish why a driver plowed a rented van along a crowded Toronto sidewalk, killing 10 people and injuring 15. They say they have eyewitness accounts, surveillance video, all indicating it was an attack. It was van murder. Alec Manassian, 25, had no prior record. That's the guy behind the wheel.
So they have this guy in custody.
Yes. In fact, apparently when the police got on him, he held something in his hand hoping they'd shoot him, and they didn't.
Oh.
But they really and he even said, shoot me. And they were like, get down. You're under arrest. So they've got him.
Mm. But no idea why he did this.
We'll find out, but it looks like terrorism, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So anyway, obviously that's a horror scene and very ugly.
Mm. I think, is there a summit going on there this week?
Something, yeah, but something. It wasn't a big enough deal to think that
they were related.
But I guess they don't need.
Is this guy a Canadian?
He lived right near there.
Mm. Is it possible he's just trying to get someone to kill him? Like a
suicide
by cops.
Mm-hmm. I guess it looks a lot like a terror.
Well, it is terror. I'm sorry, but that's when you cause terror in the hearts of people who are running to get away from you on a sidewalk. That's terrorism.
Right. Anyway, so there's that. Also, according to a new poll, 7 out of 10 adults have started to change the way they use social media because of the Cambridge Analytica scandal.
Is that so?
7 out of 10.
Well, I don't feel like I've made any kind of super conscious choice, but I have to say, I don't think I've been on Facebook since that whole thing happened.
Really?
I have a bad taste in my mouth over it. Like, I sold my Facebook stock. I was like, I don't want anything to do with this anymore.
Well, and that's fair. You know, we put our money into things we should feel good about. If you don't,
I haven't deleted my accounts.
Well, I would argue that we need our accounts for business as well as pleasure. And I use my accounts to communicate with people.
Well, and doesn't Facebook own Instagram? I do still use Instagram.
Right. Snap's a good option.
Yeah. Maybe we should all just go get on Snap.
Right.
Well, I certainly don't take any of the tests anymore, Vinny.
He tried to say with a straight face and couldn't. Sure, look it up. Who, man?
All right, $15.88.
Ooh, it's green today.
How do you feel about that?
I feel strong.
What's Facebook doing?
I'm still way down. Way down.
Do you have it, Brent?
No.
Way down.
Hold on. Looks like it's $165.
I love stories like this.
Okay.
Doctors in Baltimore just finished the world's first total man area replacement.
This is incredible.
It is incredible. The patient is a veteran who was injured in Afghanistan. So I'm guessing, had it blown off.
Right. Or damaged to the point where it wasn't doing anybody any good.
So they gave this man a brand new wiener and bag.
Pants, huh?
Right.
Huh.
And they both work.
What?
They say according
they don't just
to the
hang there?
No, why would
it's
you
not
want
just,
that?
Not just something to pee through.
You want it decorative?
I mean, if that's your only option.
According to the head surgeon, they believe the transplant will, quote, help restore near normal urinary and sexual functions for this young man.
Wow.
They figure it'll take about 6 months, but they expect that.
Just so they hooked
that
up
to work.
The nerves.
Apparently.
That's incredible.
So this was a donor that had passed away. It took 14 hours to perform the transplant, but that is super neat.
If it was available to you,
would I get a bigger one? Yes. Wait, what's the question?
That was my question, basically.
I told you this a million times as we've had these conversations. I'm fine, but if I got to order mine, I would go 14.
Okay, let's say someone with a 14-inch one was a donor, and think about this seriously. Would you really trade what you've got and go under the knife and get a 14-inch?
Well, no, because here's the issue. Because I'm good and it works good and I like what I've got, it goes against my basic feeling about life.
If you had a micro, you would.
If I had a micro, I'd have to go from a. I'd have to go for
it.
So
if this transplants successfully and this guy gets full use of this wiener, which they're not saying anything about the size.
Let me ask you this. Let me turn it back on
you.
Right. Assuming your husbands are fine. Mm-hmm. They're serviceable. They're good. But it becomes an option for them to get the 14 you've always wanted.
No, I've never wanted the 14. 14 is ridiculous.
That's too much.
Like, way too much. Like, 12, no one's interested in playing with that.
The 12 that you've always wanted.
That's not, that also is too big.
The 10 that you've always wanted. Whatever. I'm just saying.
It's not about the length, Vinny. I'll tell you that right
that's
now.
That's what we're talking about. It comes fully.
Well, look, if I had a few models I could look at. No, that's too big.
Now you want that, right?
No, that is too big.
Too big.
Get out of here. You're the size queen.
That's too big, though.
Whatever. Would you want if...
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't want to have a baby every time I see you.
What?
Just basically, yes, it could probably be accommodated, but no thanks.
The point is, would you?
No.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't. And I just feel like I would never ask any man to change his junk. But I can totally picture a guy... wanting, like, it's like the same reason a girl would get bigger boobs. Like, I would like to have that. I would like to be more impressive in that area.
Yeah, I'm telling you, guys would order as big as possible.
And even if it was
funny,
super risky?
It's so funny. I have a project in mind when I look at porn sites.
Uh-huh.
But over on the corner of the free videos, there is always an ad preying on a teenage boy's insecurity, which is... since he doesn't know, he might need to get this growth pill.
Mm.
There is always an ad there. Try this cream. Try this pill.
Uh-huh. You'll try this pump.
You've seen them.
Yeah.
You double your size. And I always think, oh, these poor kids that are growing up with this as their
backdrop,
their outlet.
Right.
are catching these ads and probably thinking they should try that. Right?
Don't bother kids. Be happy with what you have.
Says the girl who left a guy on a date one time. Just drove right away.
I gotta go home. Couldn't believe
I'm gonna have to leave.
It was. I feel terrible about my reaction. I should have been more sensitive, but it was just so surprising.
Let's go home, everyone.
Yeah.
The back seat isn't gonna...
There'll be no satisfaction back
right here.
I can't get no. That's right.
I'm better off with a cookie and a cigarette. Take me home.
Yep. And then it turns out later in life, I find out this micropenis thing is a thing. So I think it's wonderful, actually, that somebody who, you know, has that, has this option, if they do indeed have the option. I mean, this transplant that they did, is this the first of its kind?
Yes,
is
of course. But this, you know, as they do this, this will become a thing.
Right.
I doubt. I would never trade mine. It's very useful. But I would love to be obnoxious big.
Girls, you want that?
I'll go big or go home. No, I don't want that.
Use that?
No.
Sure about that.
You don't want that either, Vinny. You wouldn't be into that.
I would so be into that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
You don't have enough blood in your body to support
that. I do. I really do. I'll get transfusions regularly. Got to get my white blood kit, white cell blood kit, whatever. I need to just get fresh blood.
Mm-hmm. Every day at 1
Maybe
o'clock.
Directly to the area. Right. Who knows?
Oh, well.
Whatever works. Here's a fun story.
Okay. I love fun stories.
Well, it's not. Here it is.
Okay.
A 3-year-old girl in Australia went missing last week near her grandparents' house. It turned out she decided to go find her mom. So she'd been left with her grandparents.
And took off.
And decided.
3 years old.
She was over it. I want my mom.
Right.
She took the family's dog, Max, with her and took off to find mom. Then she couldn't find her way home or her mom. Her family realized she was gone at 5 p.m., I don't know how long she'd been gone, but a 3-year-old should have had a nap, right?
And should have some kind of supervision.
Right.
That does seem like... What time did she leave? Do we have any idea?
We don't have the time she left.
Maybe she got up from a nap and
still,
said, I'm out of here.
Okay.
And no one went and checked on her. They're like, let her sleep. Kid's a nightmare.
So when they realized that she was gone around 5, they... freaked out and started looking. Then it got dark, so that started a massive search and rescue mission, including 2 helicopters. They could not find her. She was gone all night.
Oh, my God.
Australia, I don't have to tell you, has some wildlife there.
You don't want to be out after dark, mate.
Crocs.
Sure. Snakes, I'm sure.
Tarantula, right. Snakes.
Man-eating birds.
Right. Man-eating birds?
I don't know. Killer what? Kangaroos. Crocodiles. Crocs. Becky Wada.
Anyway, it looks like her grandmother found her 2 miles from their house the next day.
Wow.
So she was missing for about 16 hours. She was totally fine, and they say it's because the dog, the family dog, 17 years old, deaf and partially blind, but the family dog stayed with her and guarded her all night.
Aww.
And the little girl wasn't even traumatized. She said she just curled up with Maxie and took a nap.
Maybe the dingo saved your baby.
Maxie, the family dog.
That's great.
Stayed with the 3-year-old.
17 years old. That's an old-ass dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oldest. That is like the oldest dog ever.
I was lucky to get 15 out of my lab, and that she was, she had bad legs, you know.
I know, the poor thing.
Oh, but.
I watched A Dog's Purpose last night.
Oh, no.
Yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I cried 5 times.
This is the movie that got a bad rap right before it came out, so nobody went and saw it.
Wait, so you've watched it a couple times?
No. During the movie, I cried 5 separate times.
I thought you watched A Dog's
Johnny
Purpose.
V
over
watched
Johnny
it.
V watched it.
Oh, Johnny V watched it.
Oh, yeah, John watched it.
Watched it.
And then he said how good it is. So I kept going, okay, is it going to happen now? What's going to happen? Oh, the whole movie. I was so annoying, but I wanted to know when I was going to cry.
Oh, you watched it with Johnny V?
Yeah.
Oh, he went.
Oh, he loved it.
He went back for number 2,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Oh, God, I cried
so
much.
I know I can't watch that.
Mm. So good, though.
You better watch it.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. Give it to me.
No, you know what? If you get to skip out on scary movies, I get to skip out on...
dog films?
Films where dogs die. I don't like it. The legendary bass line from the White Stripes song Seven Nation Army wasn't played on a bass. They just tuned down a guitar.
Oh, let's hear that. Actually, sounds like they put a little octoplus on that, too.
What now?
It's a little pedal. You know what that is. Just gives you 1 octave lower. That's funny.
Only 3 of the 15 highest grossing 80s movies haven't had a remake, sequel, or prequel. Only 3.
E.T.
Yeah.
E.T.
Oh, yeah.
Is on the list.
Close Encounters?
No.
Oh. What else? 80s. I don't know. What else?
Rain Man.
Oh.
And Tootsie.
Oh.
Tootsie.
Dustin Hoffman.
Great movies.
It is a great
All
movie.
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh,
right.
He's in 2 of those, yeah. Alexander Hamilton misspelled the word Pennsylvania on the Constitution. He forgot one of the N's.
No. Oh. Well, spelling was in flux back then, it seems like. All kinds of weird spellings on words.
Alexander Hamilton. Rip-off artist.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
You owe me money, punk.
And there's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait. Just you wait. But his mother went quick.
I can't take any more of it. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I am going to start with...
Makes me furious.
Billboard put together a list of the 100 best boy band songs of all time, and we're going to play all 100 of them. Just kidding.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.